Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, yes. And you do have Mickey Mouse, too. I know you like that, don't you? Well, have fun if you decide to go there today. Bless God. We thank God for you, you and you who are on the other end today. Thought it not robbery to be there today. Took some time out of your busy schedule to visit with us today. We thank God for you. We send you lots of love, hugs, and a very, very Merry Christmas to you, you and you and yours. And we trust that you have everything that you desire, that you wanted at this time. And we thank God for it. So are you praying for us? Well, we are praying for you, you and you, and wishing you well today. And if we don't even talk to you anymore, a happy new year to a very happy new year to all of you. If you don't hear from us again, bless God, because God is good to us, is not? And we ought to be able to greet one another in not just Christmas and any other time. We should be able to greet one another. Well, we have a few urgent prayer requests right now and some people that are quite sick at this time. And we want you to write it down in your little book a prayer, what you request. We want you to write it down today. And we start with LaWanda Sheffield. We pray for LaWanda Sheffield, who is not doing good at this time. And we pray that she's been plagued with lupus. And it's not very good, those of you that have heard of that before. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God Almighty, right at this time, as she's in the hospital or wherever she is at this hour, Father, we ask you to touch her right now, Father God. She belonged to you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we realize today that nothing is too hard for you, Father. Oh, Father God, on this day, Lord God, have mercy on LaWanda today, Father. Oh, God, and touch her husband also, Father, this hour, Lord. Give him strength to endure, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we'd be so careful to give you praise for the miracle that you would wrought in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, Father God, we bring before you Carla Scott, who's also in the hospital at this time, Lord, who's not doing well, who just come out of coma. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you right now in Jesus' name to touch Carla Scott. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, God, touch her mind, touch her heart, God, that it may be turned to you, Father God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let her rest contented, God, until she give us life to you right now and make her everywhere whole, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we bring Miriam Christian, who's also in the hospital also, God. Oh, Father God, who also was in a coma, and she's come out, but she's not doing as well as she should be. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord God, we send forth the word to her right now at this hour, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, Father God. Oh, God, hear her cry right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, and we thank you for it right now. We thank you for touching, God, and delivering. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I just thank God for what he's going to do in these people's lives, God. I'm just believing God for them today. Glory be to God. And you too, if you want us to pray for you, you can call in at 347-857-3925. As a matter of fact, today you can call today and tomorrow also if you like. If you're not too busy cooking or opening your presents, you can do call us and tell us about who you would like for us to pray, put on our prayer list. Also, what God is doing for you in this hour, what you expect him to do also. You have that time today. You can call us at 347-857-3925, and we will talk with you. Or you just want to say hi to us, who you haven't spoken to, you know, we just want to know that you're there and that you're listening, that, you know, we may can do something for you by praying for someone in your family or you. So, you know, the line is open for that today, okay? But let me give you a little word here while you're thinking over it, because you know you're going to take a while to think about it, right? My. Let me give you a little word, if I may. It say, if the life of a river depended only on the rain that falls within the confines of its own banks, it would soon be dry. If the life of an individual depends solely on his own resources, he would soon fall. Be grateful for your tributaries. Be grateful. Yeah, you want me to say that again? If the life of a river depend only on the rain that falls within the confines of its own banks, it would soon be dry. If the life of an individual depended solely on his own resources, he would soon fall. Be grateful for your tributaries. So be grateful today. Today is the day of gratefulness today that you're still here among us. And we also send our regards to those who have lost their loved ones this year. Let's just say this year, because we have talked to and heard many of people that have lost a loved one this year. And I know this December is not where you want to be rejoicing, but I'll say this, as the Bible saying, everything give thanks, for it is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you, you still need to rejoice in him. You're not in rejoicing because they are not there with you anymore, but you're rejoicing because of whose you are. He know all things, huh? And he never makes a mistake. If he took them at this time, it was a reason to take them. And you should rejoice because their work is over. Their pains and cares are over. You see, and you still have yours. So we have to pray for you and keep you in prayer. Lift it up. Do you see? We'll keep lifting you up in the Lord so that you can make it to your end. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. God wants you to rejoice at this time. This is, you know, you should rejoice every day, really. But, you know, somehow we have put this in the category of only on Christmas time you're going to rejoice. But that you need to rejoice every day. You need to thank him every day. Praise him. Glorify his name every day. You hear, when you get up in the morning, you want to thank God for you being able to open your eyes and get up. You want to thank God for the recent portion of health and strength that you have. You want to thank God if you call or somebody call you, say, thank God that my children's still here. Thank God that my mother, father, or whoever is still here and they're able to communicate, you see. So you had a lot to thank God for. It may not be to your liking, and your Christmas time, you may not have that which you really want, you know, but thank God for what you do have. You know, thank God for the life that you have. You see, that you're here another day, and another day you may get that which you're looking for, what you desire. So thank God for them, and don't begrudge anybody else for what they have. You know, you don't know what price they paid to have whatever they have, you see. And so God blesses each one of us according to his will, not our will, but his will. You get the you get the picture today, don't you? Glory be to God. So just start thanking God for where you are and what you have. And say to yourself and tell the devil too, it's going to get better. Oh, yes, it's getting better. Let's don't say going to get. Let's just say it's getting better. It's better already. Just be definite with that thing. It is better already. Oh, my God. Now convince yourself that it's better already. My situation is better already. My financial situation is better already. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I want you to call us when the money starts flowing. When the money comes from the north, south, east, and west, you just give us a call, and so we can rejoice with you. You see what I'm saying? We want to rejoice with you because nobody want to see nobody poor and don't have a cent, a dime to their name. You know, we don't want to see that. We want to see everybody have some. And I hope you want to see us have some too. You know, glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. Aren't you waiting for this? You waiting for God to move for you. You know, but don't be so selfish today. You just want all the Christmas presents for yourself. Mm-hmm. You just want you to be happy and nobody else. You know that's selfishness, isn't it? Ain't nowhere in the world you ought to be that selfish. This is a time for us not to be selfish. Now, have you noticed that during this time, Thanksgiving and Christmas, somebody's always giving something? Well, what happened to the rest of the year? Don't you think these people need to eat the rest of the year? Huh? You want them to starve the rest of the year? Well, you ought to be concerned then, too. Care. Somebody, you should care about feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and inviting them to the somewhere, to the center or whatever, and feed them and put a little spread over there. Stop thinking about yourself so much and think about somebody else, and you'll have a little more happiness in your life. You don't believe that, dude. Try it anyway. You think I'm trying to lie to you or something? Go try it. Do it. Make somebody else happy besides yourself. Give to somebody else and stop looking for so much for yourself. Glory be to God. You can come to a point where, you know, I ain't really, you know, Christmas, I forgot Christmas is so close. You know, I had really forgot about it. I know it was coming, but, you know, I didn't know it was so close upon me. So the days are going by so fast, aren't they? My God. You, next thing you know, it'll be, what is it? Easter. You know, Easter be on. You say, well, I just left Christmas. You know, how did Easter get here so quick? You see, so we got these things going on. But, you know, this is life, and Jesus says he's coming, and he's coming real soon, and it's sooner than you can expect it. Glory be to God, because everything is unfolding at this time. I mean, all his plans and the things that he spoke of are unfolding at this time. So get ready, because Jesus is coming soon. You need to get ready right now. Stop trying to, I'm going to wait till I get a certain age. You may not be here at that time. The world may not even be here as it is at that time. So you need to get saved now. You need to turn your life over to the Lord. Stop waiting on what? You don't even know what you're waiting on yourself. You see, glory to God. But you got to stop all the shenanigans you've been doing and, you know, change your life. Say, I'm going to put a new page in this book. Yes, I am. A clean page. There is not a scribble on that page. Do you hear me today? Don't let a scribble be on that page. That's a clean page. Start with a clean slate. This is what you need to do today. Yes, you do. Right now, at this hour, as you hear me, you need to hear that today. Yes, and we want to send our greetings all out to the family, the George family, you know, there in St. Thomas, wherever that is. Anyway, in that other little town, they told me what it was, but I forgot what the name of it. But, you know, I thank God for them, knowing them, you know, and I know people all over, you know, in a lot of islands, I know people. But, you know, I thank God that God has made a way, you know, for us to get to know each other. And in the day, we can talk about that a little bit, because this is the season. This is the season that all of a sudden everybody want to do something now. But then what happened after January the 1st, huh? We get back in lazy mode, huh? Do nothing mode. This is what we do, huh? Have you ever thought about that? I know you have, because you get right on with it. You do just what somebody else do, don't you? That's exactly what you do. But let me tell you about this. Let me tell you where we're coming from today. All right. We're going to start with 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. That's where I'm starting at. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. And now we're going to read the 16th verse. We're going to go in the 16th verse. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Did you hear that? So let no man deceive himself. Any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, and he may be wise. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God. Now, think about this today. All of this, we are the temple of God. Huh? God dwell in us, huh? Did you know that? Did anybody tell you that, huh? Now, I'm telling you what the words say now. You are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwell in you. Huh? Now, you got to take care of this temple. Do you see what I'm saying? And in this temple, what is the temple is made of brick and mortar. It's in most of them. Is that not right? And think about this. Have you ever noticed a person putting bricks together to build a building? Have you noticed how they do it? One have to be next to the other, is it not? And held together by some type of substance that will hold it together, right? So we're going to talk about that today. Being hooked together is what we're going to talk about a little bit about that, huh? Because we need to work together. Because if we are all in the temple of the Lord, if we're the temple of the Lord, then every piece should be fitly joined together, should it not? Come on now, help me out here. Are you connected to anybody? Are you connected to the next person that God has ordained for you to be connected to? Are you connected to them now? But I was thinking and looking and reading around this morning, and I thought about this. I came across a thing that the Roman soldiers, in the Bible there, the Roman soldiers' shields were designed so that they could be hooked together. Have you ever watched those movies and seen the each soldier so close together, they hooked together? You see what I'm saying? So this is where God wants us to be hooked together. It's because each man, when they was hooked together, those soldiers, they fought for their entire line. That entire line that he was standing in, being hooked together, they had to, what, save each other. You see what I'm saying? They couldn't run out on their own, you know, like some people want to run out and do stuff their own self and want to go without somebody. They want to be the Lone Ranger, you know. Even the Lone Ranger went and hooked up with Tonto. Do you see what I'm saying? So you need to hook up with somebody. You know, every prayer warrior needs someone to pray with. Do you see what I'm saying? To have their back when they don't feel like praying, when they get a little tired, a little weak, discouraged or something. They need that one that they can lean on, that can lift them up and pull them out of the mully grubs that they're in. Do you hear me today? My God, this is what you need to do today. And we are in a season where people do join themselves to a different food out banks and centers that is doing something, giving out food, shoes, clothes, or whatever the case may be, toys, or whatever. But we hook up with somebody and we get this job done. But the problem is we don't do it on a regular basis. Is that right? We're not concerned after the Christmas holiday is over. We're not concerned anymore about it, are we? Till the next year. It's a one-time, once-a-year thing with people today. When Paul say, this is what he called them, his fellow workers, huh? He called them his fellow workers. That's what Paul called them. And so we should work with one another. We should hook up with one another to get the job done. And I never seen so many people don't like the fellowship. You know, families should fellowship. People should fellowship. Churches should fellowship. All kind of fellowship should be going on. They should hook up together. But then when you get down to it, well, I'm just wants to do my thing. You know, you ain't got no thing. It's all, he say, workers together with Jesus Christ. This is where we are. If we are the temple, that temple has to have every brick in place. Do you get the picture here? And it cannot function unless they are together. The same thing with your hand. If them fingers wasn't connected to the next part of the next finger, you wouldn't have a hand, would you? Come on now. And you wouldn't be able to lift things. You wouldn't be able to hold anything. Do you get the picture? And so therefore, we as people of God, men and women of God, we need to hook together. Now, you know, some think they look better than others and they can't hook up with you because. But let me say this to together. Do you know what together means? It has no color. It has no nationality. Do you see what I'm saying? But you will hook together with those that you can work with of like minds. This is what you need to do, because every brick that's put together to build a temple, glory to God, need the same size, need the same mind, need the same circumspect and all. It needs all of that. Do you get the picture? So when God put us together as his temple, we have everything common. Do you see what I'm saying? It ain't no big eyes and little use. It ain't no rich or poor. Oh, yes, every man that he has put together with another has no way of diversifying himself outside of what Jesus has already done. Do you hear me? And this is what you need to do today. Hook up together with somebody else. The ones that God placed in your life to watch over you, you need to hook up with them. Glory to God. Not you you ever seen people get in church and then next thing you know, everybody trying to build their own little kingdom? My, that ain't hooked together. You're not building the temple of God. You're not being like-minded, are you? No, because you're selfish. You want to be on your own. You want to do what you want to do. My, I ain't never seen so many people in church that do what they think they want to do, and it falls down. It falls. You fall in the end anyway. You see what I'm saying? So you might as well get this thing in mind now. When you think you're going to keep on going, you'll turn around and look around, and you done fail. You see what I'm saying? You'll fall from grace. You have character defects and flaws all over, see? And when you have all of these, you can't get God's plan working. It ain't working in them flaws. It ain't working in those defects. Do you hear me today? Glory be to God. So this Christmas season, it's a season to be jolly, they say. You want to be jolly now, but you don't want to work with nobody. You want to do what you want to do, huh? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen so many families separated? I've just run into so many families just as distant from each other as the moon is from the earth. You see what I'm saying? Or the sun. Glory be to God. You need to hook together. We need to get together. Get rid of your differences. Do you see? Even in churches, you know, I'm finding out there are many people that are distant themselves because they can't stand when somebody tell them what's right. Do you hear what I'm saying? They ain't want to be their own boss. Well, you're not your own boss. You hear what I'm saying? You still got somebody over you. God made it that way. That's why he hooked you up with that church. He hooked you up with that pastor. Do you get the picture here? And so if you hooked up with them, you got to listen and hear what they say. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's for your good because God is watching over you through the minister of God that he placed over you. And then, you know, they start running. We got a whole bunch of runners in church. Every time you look, they running someplace else. And they go to the next place, the same thing's going to happen because God is the same. He's you the same. And when you go to another church, you're going to be the same. And so what happened? The same word coming back again. Uh-huh. Yeah, do you get it? Yes, you got it. You see, I'm just talking to you. You know, hey, this is time to talk about it. And we going to talk about it. Hello, somebody. We need to correct this stuff. We need to get together. One church don't want to fellowship with the other church because of this, that, and other. They ain't got enough money. A church told me one time, said, well, you don't have enough money, so we ain't coming over there. Well, you come on over there and put some more in. Then I have just as much as you. You know, that's the way you do it. You know, since I ain't got enough, you know, bring some of yours over to my house. Amen. So we got some crazy stuff going on in the church world today, and we want God to bless it. Well, God ain't blessing no mess, so you might as well understand it today. God is not blessing no mess, so you just might as well do right. Mm-hmm. Change your way of thinking. Change your way of doing things, you know. Now you found out it ain't work, so if it's not working, do what? Get something else. Change to something else and start, let's see how this works, you see. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. So we cause ourselves a lot of frustrations. Yes, we do. And in the church, frustrated. You get frustrated there, you ain't going to talk to the pastor. You're going to talk to everybody out there in the street, and they don't even know God, and you're going to talk to them. Now, how they going to give you God the advice? Come on now. Let's be real here. You hooked up with them. Oh, that's my friend. So you tell your friend all your problems, and then what happened? What happened? They can't help you one iota. You got it. You see, they can't help you. And the same thing, even your relatives. You got relatives don't know God. And if God stood up in the front of them, they wouldn't know it was God. And they don't go to nobody church in time, and you listening to them. Now, what kind of God advice you going to get there? Oh, my God. I ain't going to talk about them parking lot prophets now. I'm going to leave them alone today. Glory be to God. Then you know I'm in the evangelistic mood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we got to get hooked together with God. He said we are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. And when you say you are the temple of God, that's the only temple they can see is you. And if that is not holy and set aside unto God, have godly bricks in it, godly boards or whatever it took to build it, glory to God, you need to have a godly exterior that people can see and want to enter in. Hello, somebody. Oh, you ain't got it today. My God. And you don't want to defile that temple. No, you don't. You don't want to put irregular bricks down there that they're not the right size bricks. They're not the right substance. They don't have all the right material in them for you to put them together. No, you don't. You want to have the real thing. You want to have what it takes to stand, huh? You have a real temple that will stand through thick and thin. You have one that will stand every storm that come by, every river that flow near it. It'll still stand. This is what you have today. God is looking for you to have. So stop trying to destroy your temple and somebody else's too. Stop trying to get out in your own way when God has already given you the right place to be. Glory be to God. That's the brick. You're supposed to be a brick in that temple right there. Oh, hallelujah. Your glory be to God. And I know God always revealed to me those that belong to the city of victory. He always tell me who it is. And if I tell them, they'll say, oh, no, not me. So I let you go on your way and find out when you get through knocking you down, the devil finished knocking you down and knocking you out, then you'll find out where you're supposed to be. Glory be to God. But you want to do it your way. I don't want to go over there. They don't have this. Well, if you be there, then we'll have it. Do you get the picture? Glory be to God. My God, we're just as backward as the day is long, the church world. No wonder we can't get people saved. My God, we can't work together. We won't hook up together and do what God has called us to be. Fellowship and love one another. And he said, that this shall all men know that you are my disciples by the love that you show. If you don't show no love, my God, you always got a frown on your face. You're always looking like a bulldog or something. My God, you need to straighten up. This is a new season. Everybody's talking about 2015. What's going to happen in 2015? Are you going to happen in 2015? Are you going to make this change and stay changed, not making those phony things we make every New Year's Eve that we never keep? You know, nobody ever keep them anyway. You know, so stop making them. You know, huh? Because you're lying to yourself and God, too. This is what you're doing. So stop making them, I'm going to do this. Do it. Just do it and say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me strength to do what I need to do this year, to bring myself up to where I need to be at this hour. Talk to yourself. If you can't do nothing else, talk to yourself. They don't mind if somebody say you crazy. You say, yeah, but you just don't know how crazy I am. I'm crazy about Jesus, and I'm trying to get my life in line with his. You hear what I'm saying? I'm trying to hook up to the right connection. That's what I'm doing today. And Jesus is the right connection. That's who to get hooked up. I know the devil is on the rampage. Don't hook up with him, huh? Because he done gave you holy hell ever since you hooked up with him. Now let him go. Unhook right now. Break the chain. Tear him apart. Stomp mud holes in him. Whatever way you want to say it. But get rid of the devil now. You hear what I'm saying? And stay hooked up with Jesus. Humble yourself. This is what you need to do. Humble yourself right now under the mighty hand of God. This is what you need to do at this hour. Oh, and be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. This is what you ought to be. Because if he's on the inside of you, he's directing your path. He's trying to direct you and you trying to go the other way. You ever notice when people give you directions, you ask them stop and you're driving your car and you ask them for directions, and most of them send you the wrong way, don't they? So what happened? You asked the wrong person. You asked the wrong person for direction. And you know what they used to, I thought it was funny. They say, don't ask a cop for directions. And I say, well, ain't he the one supposed to have the direction? They say, don't ask him, because he going to give you wrong directions every time. I say, that is the craziest thing I ever heard of. And sure enough, he'll tell you to go such and such a way, and it's over here, I think. and he'll say, I think, and you go follow his instruction because he's the policeman, huh? And you end up in the wrong place, and then you got to ask somebody else. So you be asking somebody else all day long. My, that's a crazy thing, isn't it? Well, this is a crazy world, but we want to get hooked up to the Spirit of God. We want to improve our lives by what? Hooking up unto God. You know, now I promise you that, you know, I was going to let our own bishop, who have been with us for a while, glory be to God, and we're going to let him hook up here with something here to go for right now in Jesus' name. Bishop Porter, ladies and gentlemen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Apostle. Amen, that powerful word, amen, and it's so true, amen. We, amen, got to learn, amen, how to stay connected and be hooked up, amen, to the right sources. Am I right? Yeah. Amen. It's very vital now to our Christian walk, amen, in these last days and times, amen. We are living in the last days, and we ever needed to be hooked up, amen, to our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. It's time now, amen. And especially, amen, when the storms of lives arises, oh God, in our lives, amen. These storms, amen, just continue just to keep coming. Praise God. You're either in one, you're either heading out of one. Praise God, amen. But we always, the storms just keep right on coming. Praise God. And as she was ministering, praise God, about the temple of God, thank God, amen, for St. John chapter 15. He say, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. In other words, we are the branches, and Jesus is the true vine. Verse 2 says, and every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. So this is something to think about. Praise God. This is why, amen, that we should be on fire, amen, as you are the temple of God for our Lord and Savior, amen. And this is the time of season, amen, and I was telling the church the Sunday, amen, we need to shop for some souls the way the world is shopping, amen, and getting gifts, amen, for the families and all this. Praise God. What about, amen, making it a spiritual thing, amen, this year, amen, and you can start right in our own home, amen, with our own family, with our own loved ones. Am I right? Amen. Why? Because we hooked up, amen, connected to the right sources. Amen. We always have somebody out there, amen, is less fortunate than we are. I'm talking about a spiritual thing now. Praise God. Amen. Ain't you glad, amen, that he brought you out, amen, and you ought to want to see somebody else, amen, come out, amen, and he will do it. Praise God. He's able to do all things, and there's nothing too hard for him. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Now, verse 3 says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And this is why we are the temple of God. Amen. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise God. And thank God, amen, faith just keep coming. Praise God. C-O-M-I-N-G, just keep coming. Praise God. And this is why, amen, it's vital, amen, to have, amen, to be connected and have that, our temple, praise God, of the living God, amen, within us. Praise God. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Praise God. And he, I see why the Bible says that is one baptism, but it's all is many refilling. Praise God. And he is refilling somebody right now. Amen. Why? Because you took time out, amen, to tune in, to listen, amen, at the word of God. Praise God. His word will not go out and return to him void. Praise God. He knows, amen, exactly what each and every one of our temple need, even as I speak. Praise God. And I'm glad, amen, and he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All praise the Lord. And verse 4 says, abide in me. And in other words, stay in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No man, uh, no no more can ye, except you abide in me. Amen. We got to stay connected, praise God. And this is what Apostle is talking about, praise God, knowing that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. Oh, whatever we need is in that name. Tell me that there is power, praise God, in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance. There is healing. Oh, praise God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm glad about it today, praise God. Matthew, praise God, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, amen, says this, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad, praise God, that he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, praise God. And if you stay connected to him, praise God, everything will be all right, praise God. I want to say to somebody out there today, you may not have what you want to have, amen, at this Christmas Eve and this Christmas time, praise God, but think about where he have brought you up to this present moment, and his grace and his mercy is able to carry you on, praise God. You yet amongst the land of the living, and we have so much, amen, to give God glory and give him thanks for, amen, because he's been good to us, and he has brought us from a mighty long ways, and his grace and mercy is able to carry us on, praise God. And he's blessing somebody right now. He's filling somebody's temple right now, praise God, because he know he made you and he know all about you, praise God. And I'm glad, amen, that he will never leave us, not forsake us. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the world. Ain't you glad about it, praise God? Oh, thank God. I am the vine, praise God. Our Lord and Savior, praise God, he is the true vine, praise God. Ye are the branches, and we are the branches, praise God. And you know what? We will never wibble away long as we stay connected to him. Oh, I thank God. He's that source, praise God. He's our sun, praise God. He's our water. Oh, he's everything that we need if we stay connected, amen, to the vine, praise God. Oh, thank God. I bless his holy name. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, praise God. For without me, you can do nothing, praise God. See, we can't do nothing without him, praise God. We can't even lift our little pinky finger without the Lord. We can't even bat our eye without our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the world need to know it, amen. And the Lord, amen, brought us out, amen, of darkness, and we are connected to him to go out and tell somebody else, praise God, that he will do great things. Oh, he's a right now God, and he's able, amen, to deliver them. Amen. If he did it for you and I, he can do it for them. Praise God. Am I right? Oh, he's saved us and delivered us, praise God, to go out, amen, and bring in fruit, praise God. This is what Apostle is talking about. It's time out, amen, for separating. Amen. How are you going to be connected to the true vine and you separated, praise God? You can't fellowship with this one. You can't fellowship with that. If they preaching Jesus and we preaching Jesus, what's the problem? Come on, somebody. Y'all help me out there now. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, Jesus left it on record. He said, well, there's two or three gathered together in my name, there he will be in the midst. And he's in the midst of us right now, praise God. And I'm glad about it, praise God, that he's in the midst of us right now. I want to talk to you a little bit, too, about a fact. Amen. It's a fact that God loves each and every one of us. Am I right? Oh, thank God. It's a fact that, oh, one day we was in sin, but he brought us out. Now we are connected. Ain't that a fact? It's a fact that Christ died for our sins. Praise God. Oh, he rose, amen, from the dead. Praise God. And ascended back, amen, to glory. And sitting on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercessions for you and I. Praise God. And it's a fact that we can be saved by faith amen, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. This is a faith thing. Praise God. The Bible says if we confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise God. And today, amen, can be your spiritual birthday. If you don't know him and the free pardon of your sin, praise God, you can be connected today to that true vine. And that true vine is Jesus Christ. All praise the Lord. And it's a fact that you can be saved and know it. Praise God. Oh, it's a fact, praise God. I want to ask, amen, you that are listening now, it's a fact. Do you know, amen, that you know, praise God, that Jesus is Lord and that you are connected, praise God, to the true vine, praise God. This is why you can give him glory. You can give him praise. You can magnify his holy name. All praise the Lord. And it's a fact that we are the children of God. And now all we got to do is obey him. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for it's a fact. Praise God. It's a fact, praise God, that Jesus is our all in all. He's in us all. He's through us all. All praise God. But he said, without me, you can do nothing. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus spoke it. Praise God. And if he spoke it, he's able to perform it. If a man abide not in me, watch this now, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burn. Praise God. Oh, we got to stay connected. Praise God. We got to stay hooked up. Praise God, to the true vine. Praise God. If you listening to me, why? Because we are connected. Praise God. And sometimes he say on these cell phones, our call, it drops the call. Praise God. We get disconnected. Praise God. Well, and if you get disconnected, all you got to do is redial. All you got to call him up and tell him what you want. And I believe his name is Jesus. Oh, he tell me, oh, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. As it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Oh, he is the same God. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Oh, thank God, amen, that you can be reconnected. Praise God. Oh, you got to do is say, Lord, I thank you for loving me. I fell short. I missed the mark, but I thank God. I want to be reconnected. He's always right there. Tell me with outstretched arm, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. He's always right there. And I thank God that he will, knowing that, amen, our true vine, our Lord and Savior, he is our chief shepherd. Oh, thank God. He said, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, I shall not lack. I shall not want. Praise God. Ain't you glad, praise God, that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? But you got to stay connected, praise God. All we got to do is continue to look to the hills from whence coming all our help. And all our help comes from the Lord, praise God. Oh, he's going to bless somebody's family, amen, today, praise God. Oh, he's going to show up and show out in your life, to let you know, praise God, who he is, amen, to make, amen, somebody, amen, this Christmas time, amen, a better, amen, joyful time, amen, for this time of year where you have a living testimony, praise God. I don't know, amen, where it's coming from. All I know that God going to do it for you, praise God. Thank God. Why? Because you are being connected, praise God. God got a way to turn a negative into a positive. He's able to turn a bad situation and make some good at it. Praise God, he will do it every time. Thank God, amen, for the love. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. Thank God, amen. For Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, praise God. Oh, you may say, don't nobody love you. You may be called the black sheep of the family. Praise God. You may all feeling down. Amen. You may not have what you want to have. You may not have the money, amen, to spend like you want to at this Christmas time. But, oh, thank God, Jesus loves you. If you'd have been the only person on this earth, he yet would have unrolled himself, came down into a low world, oh, and died, amen, for your sins. That's the love he have for mankind. He say, what is man? And man, he is so mindful of him. Amen. Jesus love you today. Oh, come on, open your mouth. Oh, say, Jesus love me. Praise God. Yes, he do. And he love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Ain't you glad? All we can do is, I have to do is stay connected. Stay connected, amen, today. And everything will be all right. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for it today. Praise God. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, see, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. God does answer, amen, prayer. He is a praying in God. When you stay connected, all praise God. And when you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, tell me his ears is open. Praise God unto your cry. Amen. David said this poor man cried, and he delivered him out of all his troubles. Praise God. He will bring you out. Praise God. He's bringing somebody out right now. Praise God. He's bringing somebody's family out right now. Why? Because they have been reconnected, amen, unto him. Praise God. He's working it out. Oh, he's blessing somebody ministry right now. He's doing great things now. Why? He's a right now God. He's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. Oh, but we got to stay connected, praise God. Oh, we got to stay, amen, in him, praise God. And oh, he'll do it, praise God. Oh, I'm reminded when Peter was walking on the water, praise God, and he began to sing, praise God, and all he did, amen. How many, I tell the church all the time, it's not how long you pray, amen, it's how strong. It's not the length of it, it's the strength of it. And Peter cried out, Lord, save me. Uh-huh, that's a prayer. Praise God. Oh, Lord, have mercy is a prayer. Amen. And the Lord was right there, amen, to bring him out. Praise God. All you got to do today is say, Lord, it's me that stand in the need of prayer. It's not my mother, it's not my father, it's not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Oh, praise God. Oh, when you are connected, oh, he's right there. Amen. To listen, amen, to what you got to say. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that our Lord and our Savior, amen, he is a praying in God. Amen. He will send deliverance in your life. Amen. He will bring you out. Praise God. And he will bring your family out. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He said he will save your third and fourth generation. Look at every promise that God has promised us in his word. Praise God. For every problem in your life, when you connect it, he have a promise for you. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. Serving the Lord will pay off. Oh, I'm going to say that again. Serving the Lord will pay off. Praise God. Oh, he's a right now God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for it today. Amen, that he will bring you out with a mighty hand. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye will bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Somebody need to get in a hurry. Amen. Somebody need to go and tell somebody about Jesus. Praise God. Let's shop for some souls. Amen. This Christmas, amen, time, this Christmas year. Praise God. Go out and tell somebody, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And he will bring you out. Praise God. He died, amen, for their sins. Praise God. Let's shop for some souls. Praise God. Amen. And then watch God move move, amen, on your behalf, praise God. Bring in some fruit, praise God, into the house of God, praise God. And watch God, amen, do great things in your life. Sometimes we have to forget about ourselves and our family and be a blessing to somebody else. This is what Apostle is talking about, praise God. Not me, myself, and I, praise God, but oh, we need to be concerned about those that are less fortunate than we are. And when we are connected, and this is what our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ done, praise God, when the spiritual leaders at that day wanted to find fault, praise God, in the Lord, amen, he went around sinners, praise God, and oh God, and talk to them, praise God, and even encourage them, amen, all praise God, but they always was trying to find fault and trying to condemn, praise God, but Jesus didn't let that worry him. Why? Because he knew who he was, praise God, and you got to know who you is when you are connected to him. People going to talk about you. They're going to lie on you. They're going to call you everything but a child of God. But you got to know that you know who you is and whose you are. You got to know it today. Praise God. God is good and he's great and he's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you all, and may you have a merry, merry Christmas. All praise the Lord. Amen. If God spare our lives, we will be back on tomorrow. And we just want to open up the phone lines tomorrow. Amen. To everyone out there. Amen. And we're going to ask the question, what do Christmas mean to you? Praise God. And call in and just share it with us, praise God, on tomorrow. Praise God. Will you do that for us? Praise God. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, praise God, that we will be on the air tomorrow. Amen. On Christmas Day, the same time. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ooh, it was so awesome to have our very own Bishop Porter in the house today. Praise the Lord. Just did not know how to act today. But I tell you, wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Apostle and Bishop Porter? I tell you, being hooked together. How much today can say that we are hooked to the right source, and that source is Jesus. I tell you, God is good. God is good. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blocktalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle has put out there. You'll never know how much it will bless you or someone else. So write it on a piece of paper. Make some cards. Put the phone number down. Put the website down. And pass it along. You never know how much. You just never know how much you can bless someone just by them doing that. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., and that's hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. So come on, let's pray one for another, tear the devil kingdom down, take back everything, and I do mean everything that we allow the enemy to steal from us. Let's pray one for another. Oh, I tell you, pray one for another. Lift everyone up in prayer. Pray for the military. Pray for the President of the United States. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Come on, saints, let's get together and pray. Pray like never before. Also, I want you to save this date now. January 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's January 6th, 7th, and 8th of 2015. 7 p.m. nightly. That's 7 p.m. nightly on January 6th, 7th, and 8th. We have the 2015 Prophetic Transformation. This is your time of change,
harvest and release. I'm going to say it again. Your time of change, harvest, and release. Come expecting God to move that you may receive your change, your harvest, and your release. It's hosted by our very own Apostle Porter, and our guest speaker will be Prophet Leandre Wright. That's Prophet Leandre Wright. And that place would be 31325 Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you there, and tune in tomorrow night. Excuse me, tomorrow at 9 a.m. That's right, Christmas. We don't take a break now to bring forth God's word. I tell you, God is too good. Please forgive me. But God is good. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. For those of you that would like to send donations, you can send it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, you be blessed, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Let God.
Let God.
We can handle it all.